Iraqi spokesman Mohammed Saeed al-Sahaf's lively press briefings claimed that Saddam was winning, but it was pretty easy to tell that his attempt to create a simulation of victory was not reality. Baghdad is safe. The battle is still going on. Their infidels are committing suicide by the hundreds on the gates of Baghdad. "Don't believe those liars," he told international camera crews on the roof of the Palestine Hotel. Behind him, viewers could see Iraqi troops fleeing from American tanks on the other side of the river. As-Sahaf became something of a celebrity, nicknamed Comical Ali, a play on Chemical Ali, Saddam's intelligence chief Ali Hassan al-Majid, who had ordered the use of chemical weapons against the Kurds in the 1980s. Bringing down Saddam's statue was a greater feat of hyper-reality. It would be presented to the world as a climax, the triumph of Operation Iraqi Freedom. The coalition forces were cast as liberators, allowing the Iraqi people to rise up at last and tear down the most powerful symbol of the dictator who had oppressed them. But the reality was not so simple. Since they had invaded Iraq on March 20th, coalition forces had been pulling down dozens of statues of Saddam. For example, on March 29th, British forces had blown up a cast iron statue of him in Basra. "The purpose of that is psychological," said a military spokesperson, "to show the people he does not wield influence, and we will strike at any representative token of that eroding influence." But no one filmed this event, so while it was reported by the BBC and other news organizations, it made little impact outside Basra itself. On April 7th, the day that the fall of Baghdad began, US soldiers seized the Republican Palace. Their commander ordered his troops to find a statue that could be destroyed, and to wait until Fox News arrived before they began to destroy it. Soon enough, they found an equestrian statue of Saddam. The television crew turned up, and the soldiers duly fired a shell. The footage was not exciting. Just Americans destroying stuff. No crowd of grateful Iraqis. So it did not get much play. That same day, US Marines and Iraqi civilians brought down another Saddam statue in Karbala. The next day, British troops took out another one in Basra. There were so many statues of Saddam in Iraq that they were being felled on a daily basis.